Joe Person from The Athletic, at Joseph Person on Twitter. Appreciate you on an off day. It's been a week on Main Street, hasn't it?
It's been 2 weeks, my friend. It has been an eventful October for the Carolina Panthers organization. Really, of course, we entered this season, right, thinking, I mean, Matt Rhule was, Vegas knows these things, and Vegas had him as the most likely coach to get fired first and, mm-hmm. and the odds to go with it. And that's exactly what happened. Look, when you get to handpick three quarterbacks in three successive years and none of them pan out, then you're kind of running on borrowed time. And David Tepper did not hesitate. He saw what was happening, toxic situation at Bank of America Stadium. And then Robbie Anderson, also a toxic situation. So the McCaffrey thing obviously was different. I think it ended up being the best move for all involved. And, hey, they got a win. They got a win on Sunday against Tom Brady, the first time since Brady joined the NFC South. So at least a step in the right direction.
There's so many things just off that answer that I want to get to. First of all, I don't know why that you and I hadn't spoken, so I don't know why I neglected the Matt Rhule thing, but yes, that did happen. If it had gone just moderately better, I get the sense that Rhule would have lasted the season. I think David Tepper did the humane thing by putting Matt Rhule out of his misery, because it was just going to be a miserable existence over the last 12 weeks of the season had Rhule stayed. But I am curious about the quarterback direction. How much of that was Rhule? How much of that was Tepper?
Yeah, well, listen, Rhule had control of the 53, and that was an awkward situation when Tepper decided to keep Marty Herney after hiring Rhule. And, basically had to go hire a GM in Scott Fitterer, who's a smart guy and a good dude, but, had to kind of play nice and be cooperative. And I think they had a pretty good relationship, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But Rhule was driving a lot of the quarterback talk. I think Joe Brady was the Teddy Bridgewater whisperer. Rhule signed off on it. I think Fitterer and Rhule were kind of both on Sam Darnold. And then, finally, I think Rhule kind of talked Fitterer into Baker Mayfield is kind of my impression. And Fitterer, listen, he signed off on it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, man. Like, look, two guys they passed on. I was very curious in that Monday night game last night Monday. Sorry, the days are running together. Those are two guys in Mac Jones and Justin Fields that the Panthers passed on 2 years ago in the mm-hmm. draft. And the Panthers had Mac Jones at the Senior Bowl for a week. And, you look at it, and I know Justin Fields had a pretty decent night, but Mac Jones got benched.
Yeah.
And so the point is, if you don't have a franchise quarterback, you're always taking shots. And they did take big swings, let's not forget, for Stafford and Deshaun Watson, and didn't work out. And here we are with P.J. Walker, 3-1 as a starter in his time with the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, wins are not a quarterback stat, but he is 3-1. So I appreciate Steve Wilks, by the way, and I am a fan of Steve Wilks. He just looks like a no-nonsense guy. He said that P.J. Walker would be his starter even if Baker and Darnold were healthy. I believe him. Do you?
Absolutely. And I think if he tried to start anyone other than P.J. Walker right now, he would risk losing the locker room. And he has, by the way, he has a huge support in the locker room. Mm-hmm. This is a guy. Not many of these guys, were even around for his first stint. Like Shaq Thompson was, maybe one or two others. But he's just like you said, man. He knows how to relate to athletes, to professional athletes, maybe in a way that Matt Rhule kind of had a hard time doing. And he knows football. He is no nonsense, but he still, as I said, like I had a story up today where one of the safeties, Miles Hartsfield, is saying that, like, Wilkes was rapping with them before a practice last week. A guy who was actually a Cleveland Brown when Wilkes was there turned Miami rapper. And, you know, like, that's, it seems like a little thing, but at professional athletes, they appreciate that you can get down to their level, but still treat them as adults. So, I think, yeah, I Steve Wilkes is going to ride this PJ Walker train as long as it's being productive. Those same players, by the way, were not pleased that they kind of put the reins on PJ Walker at against the Rams the week before and just had him doing dink and dunk. And so I think it was an important step that they kind of turned it loose last week a little bit against the Buccaneers.
See, and that's where I want to go. Joe Person from The Athletic is joining us here because I'm trying not to see things I want to see. But I felt as though they did push the ball down the field a little bit more. And don't you know that it opened up like holes in the running game after a while? I mean, it's almost like those two things could be related.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Yeah, it was a very solid, successful game plan by Ben McAdoo. I mean, listen, we kind of beat up on him the previous week and you know, early in the season. But from the opening, you know, first play of the game, PJ Walker throws it 35 yards down the field to Terrace Marshall and put it on him.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall traps it, gets overturned on replay review. Guess what? PJ Walker hit his next 11 passes in a row, and I think even attempting that first pass downfield sent a good message, yes, to the offensive players, but also to guys like Shaq Thompson, Shaq Thompson is a leader on this team. When he speaks, you kind of pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it clear like that he wasn't thrilled with the game plan for PJ Walker against the Rams. And so, you know, it was effective, a good mix of run and pass. And we'll see. Like, hey, and I know you know this. They're in the hunt in the NFC South despite winning, going back to last year, just two of their last 14 games.
They are just one game out. Facts only here on the program. Joe Person from The Athletic is joining us here. All right. The last couple of minutes of this are going to be about what's coming up November 1st, if there are any other trades. And here is my curiosity. My position on this, I've made very clear on this show. I think it's malpractice if they don't take two first-round picks for Brian Burns. And this is not about Brian Burns and how good he is, because he's clearly one of the best, five, six, seven edge rushers in the entire sport. I got no problem with that. There's a lot of guys, it's going to be expensive to keep him. But I just wonder how long it's going to take for them to be legitimately good and what Brian Burns is then and what that draft capital could be.
Yeah, it's obviously a fair and appropriate question. I struggle with this because at some point, if you start trading away guys who are your best players and widely liked,
yep,
as Brian Burns is, and Christian McCaffrey, you know, was as well, but Burns is younger. Burns doesn't have the injury history that, mm-hmm, Christian McCaffrey had, and I don't know. I don't know what the breaking point is. Like, if they throw two firsts and a second, whoever this mystery team is, it's that where Scott Fitter and Dave Tepper say, sorry, Steve Wilkes, this is just too good to pass up. I like Brian Burns a lot. I hear what you're saying. I, you know, I think the timing of this is interesting. I think, you know, and I, again, no one, I am not, and no one is suggesting they are Super Bowl bound.
Right.
But we got a week from today for the trade deadline. They've got a game this weekend in Atlanta, and we just said that a win, and they're tied for first place in the division. I might see what happens. If you go down there and you get your doors blown off by Marcus Mariota and company, then maybe I got a little different feeling, and it was a one-week hiccup against an aging Tom Brady. But I don't know. They are walking a fine line between, you know, and I get it. Like, convinced they're going to draft a quarterback high next year, and they might get there by their own volition, but getting extra first round picks is certainly going to help them trade up if they have to go get one of those guys.
No question about that. Does anybody else get moved? I've seen names like Shaq Thompson, like Cam Irving. Does anybody else get moved, or are they done doing the hockey trade deadline maneuver?
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Yeah, I think they will. Obviously, I don't think it's going to, short of Brian Burns, I don't think it's going to be anyone that shocks, sends shockwaves around the league like Christian McCaffrey. The names you mentioned make sense. But again, Shaq Thompson,
leader,
are you in this thing this year? Like, does Dave Tepper want to have a chance to win the NFC South with like an 8-9 record? Or is he more, you know, in the tank season thing? You got to be careful. I think Dante Jackson is a name to watch. He has, he's a little older than some of these other corners. Not much. He's had some injuries. I think they'll feel calls on him. But, it'll be interesting. If they win in Atlanta, it'll be curious if that were to change Tepper and company's stance at the trade deadline next Tuesday.
Joe Person from The Athletic, the North Carolina Sports Writer of the Year, at Joseph Person on Twitter. I thank you very much, man. I appreciate your time. I know it's an off day. I value that, so I will talk to you soon.
Right back at you, brother. Have a good week.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.